I despised wearing a suit and tie, but I despised being broke and out of business even more. So although I challenged the entire concept of the attire, somewhere along the line, I had reached an emotional compromise and tolerated the choking stiffness only when saddling horses in stakes races. All other horses that I trained were girthed up in the comfort of my Wranglers and polo-style shirts, accented by my snow-white Walmart tennis shoes at everyday low price. Today was a stakes race, and I was duty-bound to uphold the new image of a horse trainer, which had redefined itself during the past 10 years into more of a business venture. I took a left on 8 Mile Road out of the parking lot of Country Club Estates, headed back to Inspiration Downs, cursing under my breath and tugging at my clip-on tie. There was no particular hurry. It was only a 30-minute drive, and I had an hour and a half to get there. So the traffic delay at the intersection of 8 Mile and Beachmont Avenue served only as an annoyance, but not nearly as much as the tie. Flagmen had both directions at a halt while a grader and a backhoe and some other heavy equipment were being unloaded and moved onto the corner lot, which was staked off for further development. I wondered what business might be springing up at this particular spot, a lazy, almost regally quiet place about a dozen miles from the mainstream of big city activity, Cincinnati, to be specific. Fast food, a gas mart, a country restaurant? It was a little far out for a pool hall or a dry cleaner's, but I figured I would find out soon enough what was invading the peacefulness of the countryside. And with that thought filed into my subconscious, I drove on. It was the second Saturday in May, and the Lord had blessed this part of the earth with an abundance of vintage spring, that most gifted of all seasons, vibrating with life and endowed with unshaven beauty. All the pomp and flurry of the Kentucky Derby was in the books for yet another year, and that electrical phenomenon called Derby fever had subsided to a mere trickle, the focus on the world's best 3-year-olds having moved east to Pimlico and the Preakness. My focus was here, Inspiration Downs, on the outskirts of Cincinnati, and before I went to my stable, I pulled up to a secluded spot on the back side of the racetrack for a moment of peace, and I gazed out across the center field of the track. There were rows of colorful dogwoods, some red, some white, blossoming richly around a small lake, which snaked through the infield, creating a stunning transitional border between the pale blue water and the carpet of freshly cut grass. A dozen geese lounged and waddled in and out of the lake, their home, and scores of little goslings paraded behind their mothers, tooting their horns and flapping their yet featherless wings. Through a huge boundary of giant oak trees, the sun shimmered off the ripples of the Ohio River, which formed the back border of the property, and as I stood there in awe, enjoying a few moments of peace and tranquility, it became clear why Howard Van Horn, the founder, had named it Inspiration Downs some 75 years ago. One could not see what I was seeing, feel what I was feeling, and not be inspired. The feature event of the day was to be the Ohio Debutante Stakes, a 6-furlong dash for 2-year-old fillies offering a purse of $100,000. I currently trained one of the participants, the number 6 horse, Golden Punch, a filly who had won her only previous start and who, I was quite sure, was going to develop into the star of my young and growing stable. Barn 23 was the home of the Billy French Public Racing Stable, and I pulled into my personal parking space with the sign that said Billy French on it. I had paid to have the sign made myself and put it up in the cover of darkness so no one would see me. Its validity went unquestioned even by my racetrack management, for each of the departments, racing, security, and maintenance, thought one of the other departments might have authorized its placement, and no one was ever the wiser. The only person who ever parked there was my lunatic of an ex-wife, Dana. On those occasions when she could find some legitimate cause to make an appearance to aggravate me, but I hadn't seen her for a while, and I prayed daily that I wouldn't, giving thanks with a smile when I didn't.